There's a story that a bishop told about himself. A number of years ago, he wanted to go to Africa to visit some of the people who were downtrodden, those who were the outcasts. And when he was there, he was brought to a leper colony. And he had brought with him a number of these silver crucifixes that he said were about 2 inches high. And he wanted then to give them to all those people who were in this camp, this colony for lepers. And so the first person came to him, and his left arm had been eaten away somewhat by the leprosy, but he had a rosary tied around the rest of his limb. And so he reached out then with his other hand, the right arm, and it was already being eaten away by the leprosy, and it was smelling foul, as the bishop said. And what he did is he just took the crucifix and dropped it into his hand, and he sort of walked away, repulsed at what he saw. And then he stopped in his tracks, and he began to cry, because he realized that he was not living out the incarnation and touching that person with the gift of Christ as he should have. He went back and he asked the person to reach out his hand. He took it out of his hand that he had dropped it into, and then he took one hand underneath and the other hand, gently putting the crucifix into his hand as he touched him. And he said that he learned the lesson that to be Christ, we need to reach out and touch another with the gift of Christ. You may have heard the name of the bishop. His name was Fulton Sheen. And even he can learn, just like all of us, because we are all sinners. And we need to reach out with that healing touch, that healing presence of Christ. And it is difficult right now, because how many of us long for just a handshake? How many of us would love to, when we see someone at church or in the store, embrace them? But we know to keep them safe, to keep us safe, we are not, we're holding back. But in all of that, we still long for that touch of Christ that comes one to another. And we must remember that longing when in the future we can go back to embracing, shaking hands. All those people who we are unwilling to reach out to with respect and love, because we may think in some way, shape, or form they are unclean in our minds. Not because they truly are, but because we have judged them to be. And we should think of that story that we don't simply want to drop something in from a distance. And if it's a crucifix, we need to remember how Christ reached down to us to touch us with the saving grace of salvation. Despite how foul and putrid some of our sins may be, he still was willing to reach out to us, to touch us gently, to say, please let me take your yoke upon my shoulders. He came to wash our feet that were soiled by our journeys. And so we need to go out to everyone, not simply to some, not simply those we choose are clean, but everyone that we may have ever thought about as being less than us, being unclean in some way. We need to reach out to them with the gentle and loving, an incarnational embrace of Christ, because they need it as well as we do. They long for it as we long for it. And we must then be Christ to one another, because Christ was willing to reach out despite what all the rules of Leviticus said and touch someone that was unclean. It didn't even have to be, as we understand it, Hansen's disease of leprosy. It could have been someone that was having a terrible outbreak of even acne, because that was seen as an outbreak on the skin and you stay away. But he was willing to touch him, not caring if other people would think that he would be unclean, not caring if other people would judge him. He was willing to reach out and touch him with love and respect, because he was a child of God. How many times have we held back an embrace, a gentle touch, because we haven't seen the other person as a child of God? Maybe we need to look at them always as a child and think not merely that God is dropping a crucifix into our hands, but God is giving us his Son, who died on the cross and rose from the dead, that we may have life, that we should act in the same way as he did. Maybe we will never encounter someone with leprosy, but we will always encounter someone that maybe we want to judge or push away. And in those times, we need to remember the image of the crucifix and think of all that Christ did for us, coming to us, taking on human form, the form of a slave, as it says in one of Paul's letters, and reaching out to us with compassion, mercy, and love. And then maybe we will do the same with all we meet. For with God, all things are possible. But if we take Christ out of the mix, if when we're walking upon the earth, we do not think of Christ as we see everyone, then we're missing the bigger picture. We're missing our call and our mission to reach out with a gentle and loving touch, and possibly even a healing touch for them and for us, because we all long for that touch of healing. It has come to us in Christ, and someday we will have an opportunity to reach out again to one another with that gift. Let us never keep it from anyone. Let us be willing to even touch those whom we have deemed unclean and see them as a brother or sister, a child of God. And let us touch them with the love of Christ.